I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, as parents, you know what? You feel like sometimes you run around like a chicken with his head cut off because you got so many things to keep up with your kids and their schedule, especially their extracurricular activities. 40% of the parents say they have messed up picking up or dropping off their kids from extracurricular activities because of disorganization. So it's like you all thought the other parent was going to pick them up. And you're like, your kid's sitting there at school for 2 hours because, you know, they've called and you can't get off work. Like, just sit tight. I'll be right there.
Yeah. I think with all the modern conveniences we have, it's easier to work all that out, but it can still get hectic.
My dad forgot me after cheerleading practice once. I had to walk home.
Did you really?
Yeah.
How far was that?
Yeah, like a couple miles. Oh, it wasn't too bad.
Yeah. Okay.
Guess he was trying to build character.
I guess so.
It did not work.
Thank you.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Tom, she heard you.
I mean, you were, you know her.
Well, I wouldn't say it to her.
Not out loud. I mean, wait until she leaves the room.
My bad.
I'm really glad we could do this.
All right. Roughly 80% say each of their children are involved in two or more activities in any given year, and that's way too much to keep up with on top of school. So you got, you know, car line, pick up, drop off. Then you got, you know, ball practice, cheerleading, dance classes, gymnastics, you name it. You got to keep up with all this stuff.
And a lot of times it's the parents' fault.
Yeah.
They're the ones that sign them up.
Exactly.
So they're like, oh, come on, don't you want to play baseball?
And this sounds like millennial whining, too, because our parents, like most of us in here, Tori's millennial, we're Gen X, and our parents hauled us around to all these places, and they didn't make a big case about it.
I didn't do any extracurricular activities.
See,
I have no character either.
I was in band. I was in Dungeons and Dragons. I had our big meetings after school.
Did you?
Yeah. They'd have to drive you there because you don't have friends to ride with.
There were five of us.
Yeah, my parents worked. I just rode the bus. That was my extracurricular activity. That took an hour to get home every day.
You learn a lot on the bus.
Yes, you do. 55% described these group activities as time-consuming, yes, and 35% said these group activities are just too stressful. But like Tom said, I agree, we sign them up. But we want our kids to have more of a life experience and, you know, experience more than we did growing up.
Yeah, but when you've got, like, say, I've known friends' kids who've been in tennis.
Yeah.
They've had to travel to Columbia for games and Myrtle Beach for games and Florida for games for gymnastics in Florida.
Uh-huh.
I mean,
that's kind
a lot.
Of the way band is, too. Band gets these marching competitions all over.
See, that's just a lot.
I mean, even rec league sports have gotten a little more intense. Like, back in the day, you'd have a couple practices a week, but now they're practicing almost daily for rec league.
I know, yeah. And even some of the baseball and, you know, the soccer, stuff like that, goes on quite a bit. 66% of parents say they have purposely not volunteered to lead one of their kids' activities because it's just too time-consuming. Now, Tom, you tried that when Quinn was playing baseball for a little bit.
Actually, Quinn and Sam both played. It was T-ball, whatever that little, like, they didn't really throw the ball so much as they just whacked it off that little plastic stick.
It's T-ball.
You volunteered to be the coach.
I volunteered to help out. They let me throw a few practice balls around, and then they said, "You've got a really nice camera." And so I became the team photographer.
Oh, man. That's pretty bad when you volunteer and they demote you to being just the photographer.
It's not
for the
a demotion.
Team.
That was a promotion. That's what they told me.
Aw, bless.
Yeah, okay. Well, at least you tried, and that's good. I haven't even tried to be a coach.
But I'm going to tell you, if they're on the Dungeons and Dragons team, you would have been the coach.
Oh, yeah. And
they don't do that as much anymore. They do have that place over by Jimmy John's. Is that right?
I don't know.
You know, the restaurant, though. I'm trying to say the restaurant, right?
Where there's a bunch of Jimmy John's.
It's the one over by the mall.
Dragons?
Well, they got a place where you can play chess, and you can play Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, Local Q.
Yes.
Local Q has all the games.
I don't know if that's it or not, but maybe.
And you got Borderlands Comics. They do that, too, where their friends meet.
I did not know that.
Yeah, their friends meet up, and they got all kinds of tables set up in there. You can play.
Yeah.
Are you talking about the bowling place over?
No. This is for, like, Dungeons and Dragons and chess.
Yeah, I don't know that, then.
Well, wow. You don't know what's about exciting stuff.
What is the Dungeons & Dragons Super Bowl? I'm just kind of curious.
They're so dumb. They don't have a Super Bowl.
This weekend, if you're looking for fast and furious action, look no further than Moms, late for after-school pickup. Speeding down streets, ignoring school zone signs, and returning the stern glare of the volunteer crossing guard. They're Moms, late for after-school pickup, starring the mom who can't stop looking at her cell phone, the mom oblivious to kids in the crosswalk, and the single mom who lets everybody know it. Also starring the mom who has to get Jimmy to soccer practice in 15 minutes, and another mom who has a million things to do out of their way because the rules don't apply to them. Their mom's late for after school pickup starts today around 2:30. Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Hawk touched on this story a little earlier in the show, and I thought it had some interesting aspects I wanted to talk about. First of all, I'm going to start right off with the lottery. I didn't know Paris had a lottery like we have here in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently they have a pretty big lottery, as much as $500,000 in this one instance. And so Hawk mentioned that these thieves had stolen a guy's credit card, and one of the things they bought with it was lottery tickets. They bought a lottery ticket that was worth $500,000. But they can't come forward without being caught because the credit card number is tied to the lottery ticket. So if they come to claim it, it'll tie them to the stolen credit card.
Which is weird. I didn't know that the credit card's tied to a lottery ticket.
Well, I guess if you made that purchase, it's tied up with the same numbers on the serial number.
Well, here in South Carolina, you cannot purchase lottery tickets on a credit card.
Really?
Cash only.
Yeah, that is true. This was here in Paris, so they have different rules, apparently.
Yeah,
we do that supposedly to keep people from going into debt gambling.
Right.
Like they won't find another way to do that.
Like they don't take their whole paycheck in there and buy lottery tickets.
Right. So. But, you know, that's a whole other topic for another day. But
let's talk about it now.
No, I planned something else differently. But seriously, this guy is actually offered to split it with them if they'll just give him back his credit cards and stuff. Now, legally, I don't think the law enforcement community would go for that. If those guys come forward, they're going to get arrested. Whether he wants them arrested or not, they've still committed the crime.
Yeah, he said he wouldn't press charges.
Right.
Yeah, but like you said.
Law enforcement isn't down with that.
Which is great, because then he can be like, I was trying to be nice about it. They made me.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, now, here's the part I really wanted to get into. First of all, how stupid were they to buy lottery tickets with it? Maybe they didn't know it could be tied to it, but with a credit card, anything you buy with a credit card, there's a good chance they got a video of you buying it and all kind of stuff.
Well, I mean, what's the odds of them winning a lottery?
But why even play if you're thinking that?
I know, but still, I think that they didn't know it would be tied to the credit card.
So then how bad does it suck for you to finally once in your life hit a half a million dollar lottery, right?
Yeah.
And you hit it and you're like, I can't cash this in. I mean, I'm sitting here staring at this ticket. I can't give it to a friend because if they go do it, they're going to get arrested and they're going to call me back out. I can't do anything. While I'm sitting here, it's like having a $500,000 bill and you can't spend it. You know it's there, but you can't touch it.
So it's a lesson. So if you're going to use someone else's credit card to buy lottery tickets, get the scratch-off ones. You might get away with one.
And that's what I don't understand, because even the Powerball, it's a ticket printed. It has nothing to do with whether you paid for it or cash or credit or nothing. So I don't know how...
It must be different in France. It's in Paris,
so it's a different setup.
You know, I would be... If the guy's willing to split it with me, even if I had to do the time for the burglary...
You think so?
I mean, why not? Because how much would he get? A month?
Okay.
I mean, for,
I don't know. I don't know how they are in Paris.
True. That's true.
But imagine you do come forward and the guy's like, sucker, I was never going to split it with you.
Well, then you take it revenge at that point.
Well, you're in jail.
And when you get out.
You've got time to plot.
Yeah.
See, I feel like you could sucker him in and then be like, sucker.
I wouldn't do that. Well, that would be morally wrong to do that.
Yeah. Because the thing is, he's got your ID. He knows where you live. He's probably seen pictures of your family. He knows all about you. So if you don't do him right, I'm sure he's got bad friends that'll come after you.
Maybe. I mean, now you got me scared a little.
I mean, I got friends like that. Don't ever make me mad, you know? Just FYI.
Yeah.
Wow, Kato. I feel threatened.
No.
We've discontinued all Torture Tuesdays, future Torture Tuesdays here on the Hawk and Tom Show due to Kato's friends.
All my friends love it, though. Yeah. They won't.
Well, I think this kind of goes into the whole, we've said this before, and we want to be very clear, though, if you're listening to us in jail or prison right now, we're not talking about you.
No, I've got good friends.
But
in jail.
The other people around you, it seems like a lot of criminals are in jail because of dumbness. I mean, a lot of things they do are just dumb.
Yeah, if you're going to break the law, plan it out.
Right. Be like on the Ocean's 13 or something and get a plan.
Yeah.
Don't just go in and just like, hey, we'll buy some lottery tickets with this credit card. What? We can't cash it?
I don't think people from France sound like that.
South France.
Yeah. Oui, y'all. Let's get some.
My redneck French accent isn't my strong suit.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
I think we're about to have a very stupid conversation here on the Hawk and Tom Show. It might be the stupidest conversation we've ever had.
That's a very, very high bar.
That's what I'm going to go for anyway. So they asked the question, if you could have a third eye on your body, where would you put your third eye?
I mean, that seems so obvious to me. It'd be the back of your head,
okay.
Right?
Okay, well, most people...
Oh, no, then your hair would have to have a little bald spot
you
back
just
there.
Just have a little part in the middle, feather it back.
Because I hate bangs when they fall in your eye. Visual.
Yeah, mine are doing that right now. Yeah. They're so, my hair is so long.
It would be that feeling of constantly having an eyelash in your eye.
Exactly.
It's awful.
I know.
So where would you put it then?
Well, most people said that it should be located on the forehead. That's where they would want
it. That's just stupid. That's just another eyeball pointed the same direction as the two you got.
I have to agree with you on that one, Tom.
I mean, the whole point of putting it in the back of your head is to get new information.
Yeah, but my two regular ones are kind of failing me. Would this one have better eyesight?
No, it's probably the same. It's the same age as them. Oh.
But I mean, I see why they choose that, because where else is it going to go where if it's on your hand, it'll end up in your pocket, you know, when you're in the bathroom.
Well,
I'd be looking at all kinds of stuff.
On your head, most people
that would
said.
Actually be really handy.
What do
handy.
You mean?
When you're wiping.
Oh, my goodness, Tom.
No, Kato brought it up.
I just said you would, if it's in your hand, that's not convenient because it'd be in your pocket.
You go to the bathroom.
It's just going places, and where else would it
be? I have to agree. I mean, how many times have you gotten like a hand mirror just to check?
Well, I mean, I'm not saying it wouldn't be a good idea.
So the hand makes a good argument, well, actually. It's a good case.
People did mention the hand or the finger. You could put it in the palm of your hand, you know.
Or on your finger, like one of those little cameras that can see around corners.
There you go. I mean, you got a prostate check.
Okay, now you complain about what I've said.
I'd save money.
Yes.
I don't think that's how they work. Your doctor doesn't see either.
Okay.
You can do a prostate check yourself.
They're feeling. They're not really
I'm thinking
seeing.
Of a colonoscopy where they're on the camera.
Right. Well, you got to have a long finger for that.
Well. Okay. Some people said in the middle of their chest, like a little, they just have a little hole in their shirt or something. You just leave it unbuttoned.
Yeah, that one's just a waste.
I know, because your clothes are covering up most of the time.
Then you're seeing the same information.
It's got to be somewhere on your back, so you can use it like a backup camera.
I feel like back or the finger or hand thing is the way to go.
And that's what they did say on the back, like, but do you put it in the very back, or do you, if, even if you put it on your neck, you know how your hairline grows down sometimes? You got hair in your eye there, too.
You just got to have something that parts the hair there, like a little, something you would wear that would go around your neck, and it would just keep the hair out of the way.
Well, quite frankly, it would be kind of cool. You could just pull your hair back.
Yeah, peekaboo.
Ponytails, or what are they called? Pigtails. Just on each side, that would pull it away from the center, and we'd all run around with pigtails and be like, I can see you.
Since we're all being dumb, why, if we can choose, why not just get it extended like on a finger on top of your head where you can turn the eye around?
Okay, now that's a stalk would be awesome.
Face it.
Like a little anglerfish?
Like a little, like an alien.
Like an alien, like a little stem, and then it just looks around however
you can
wants.
Look all the way around.
And your baseball caps, you just cut a hole in the top, you're fine.
Yeah. Or you can wear your hat back. Backwards. Oh, I guess, okay,
not going up. Like
it's picking up. Yeah.
I got you, yeah.
But it wouldn't require a whole lot of reworking of things either. You wouldn't have to part your hair special.
Right.
Okay.
And still, when you go to the bathroom, you could probably just lean over and see what you need to see.
I think you're still going to suffer in that area.
If you could have a third eye.
You have to bend straight down.
Yeah, my back hurts.
If you could have a third eye on your body, and most people said a head, but this was also mentioned, your toe. You could put a eye on your toe.
That's just dumb.
Till you stomp it.
Yeah.
Stump it.
Oh, yeah. Stub it on the door. That would really hurt.
Yeah, and there's not much really to see down there.
No, like, you'd be wearing shoes all the time. It'd be horrible.
You could have the Crocs and have those little holes, and you look at that.
On the Crocs. The only thing you could do with that would be perverted stuff.
Oh.
Like those pervs at the mall that wear the cameras on their shoes.
I wear flip-flops all the time.
Okay, Kato.
You could see wearing flip-flops.
Okay, what are you looking at?
Ahead, straight ahead.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
sure, officer. Come right this way. Sit down.
I'm not a pervert.
Those were the top answers that we had.
They need to spend more tax dollars on this research.
Well, no, this is not a study. Our tax dollars did not go to this stupid study.
I don't doubt it.
Or survey, I'll say.
Kate, I have to say, I think your idea of a stalk is the way to go.
Yeah.
I mean, that's definitely, the finger is not bad. I still feel like the back of your neck or your head is a good choice, too.
So if they ever think about doing a study about this with the government, we've already solved that problem, thanks to the Hawk and Tom Show.
Yeah.
And I think you're wrong. I don't think this is the dumbest conversation we've ever had.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll keep trying.
I mean, it's up there.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hawk, you said earlier that you were going to bring up the stupidest conversation we ever have on this show.
I failed.
I'm going to challenge you for that right now.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's on.
But it's not my fault. This is actually in the news today. I have a question for each of you about your morning routine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming that all of you brush your teeth in the morning.
Yes.
Most mornings, kiddo.
Yes.
Okay. When do you brush your teeth? At what point in your routine do you brush your teeth?
I will sometimes eat breakfast first and then go back and brush.
You okay. get up that early?
Sometimes, yeah.
See, I don't eat till I get in here.
I don't either.
I get up, I shower, I get done showering, I brush my teeth and do my hair and all that. It's just kind of part of my little routine.
If I brush first and then eat my breakfast, I will take my coffee and, you know... You know how you swish it out?
That's all you have to do is swish.
Yes, just swish it out a couple times.
That's the actual.
I was trying to demonstrate. But I will do it, usually right after the shower.
Well, 7 out of 10 people will get in front of the mirror after they shower mm-hmm. and brush their teeth.
Yeah, you got to look, see.
The vast majority.
Mm-hmm.
20% of people say they walk around the house while they're brushing their teeth.
I've seen that, yeah.
To me, that seems inconvenient for a couple of reasons. One, if you get some toothpaste on something, it's actually pretty messy.
Yeah.
It can leave a little white stain of sorts, and it's just not easy to clean up.
I had a roommate do that. He'd just brush, go back in the bath, and he'd spit in the kitchen sink sometimes if he happened to be in the kitchen, and go back to the bathroom.
Hawk and I were roommates. Just to be clear, this was not me.
That was not Tom, no.
I've walked around before, but yeah. I've learned I can't do it because my gag reflexes, I'm brushing my teeth, if I go too far back, then it's on, and no matter where I'm at in my house, I have...
Okay.
So nice. Toothpaste went flying out of my mouth.
I've
so.
Never seen that while I was shopping, though. Someone brushing teeth while they were shopping.
Okay,
so.
we're not got to that
it
yet.
It might be... Okay. Because that might be a fun Torture Tuesday.
My husband will get ready while he's brushing his teeth. So he'll start in the bathroom, then he'll go into the bedroom, put a shirt on... Continue brushing his teeth, pick out his shorts,
Wow.
I've never seen anything like that.
Okay.
It seems inconvenient, too, because you got to time it out to get to the sink when you need to be there. It just doesn't seem good. Now, here's what really got my attention. 3% of people, this is a small number, but a significant enough to notice it, sit on the toilet while they brush their teeth.
Multitasking.
That just seems like a bad combo.
Well, so is eating on the toilet, but...
Okay, but how fast is it? Is it like, you're just going, number one, sit to pee and brush your teeth and then get back up and spit in the sink?
I don't think everyone sits to pee, Hog.
It is kind of convenient if you do, though, because then if you drool, it's like right there.
For guys, it's a little more inconvenient.
Can I say, just sidetrack for a second, my son uses ear pods while he's on the toilet sometimes, and the other day... He was putting one in while he was sitting, and it just happened to go right in the, like a, three-pointer. And he's yelling at me, Dad, I dropped my ear pod in the toilet.
Don't yell at me.
Okay.
You're fishing that out on your own.
I got it for him.
Why?
Because he's going to leave it. The longer it's set in the toilet, it's $200.
So grab it. It's $200. It's his money now.
Did it work?
Yeah.
Wow.
Just dried it out.
Just call him poopier now.
It's eye pooed.
Yeah. Oh, man. We're not allowed to comment on each other's parenting, so I won't.
Yeah, don't do that.
Let me ask a question. Now, are you watching the movies? People brush their teeth,
mm-hmm.
and you don't see any foaming at the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
And then they spit and walk out of the bathroom.
Yeah.
I'm literally, it's a lava.
Look like you got rat rabies.
Yeah, and it's just, that's why I can't walk away, because most of the time it's running down my chin, my chest.
It's special effects in those movies they have.
I don't know. And I put just
erase
a little,
all the foam out.
Yeah. I put just a little pea size.
Yeah,
toothpaste.
They say to put a pea size, but I put the whole thing. I cover the whole thing.
No,
I put huge globs.
Then I wouldn't be able to brush I wouldn't have room for all the foam.
What do you do when you get down to the end of the tube? Do you like magic, try to get that last little bit out?
I'll spend hours on that.
Okay, but some people, they will cut the end off and they will try to get the last bit of toothpaste out.
Oh, usually you just put it on the counter and slide it, like the edge of the counter and slide it down.
Yeah.
It's kind of soothing, kind of relaxing when you press up.
Sometimes the dentist office, they've got those little things, little zip things that go all on the bottom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Those fancy dentists.
It makes you feel so financially savvy when you're like, I just saved like 5 cents.
I don't even think it's five.
It's like when you put a little water and you ketchup or shampoo or whatever and shake it. Yeah. A little more shampoo out of that.
Yeah, you save like 3 or 4 cents and then you grab a 3 or 4 cent Kleenex to clean up the mess. You're like, I just saved money.
Yeah, that's right.
But you didn't. Mm-hmm. All right, well, that got a little off topic there. But
Well, I mean, still, we stayed within the toothpaste genre.
Yeah, I was more concerned about the people. I just feel like brushing your teeth on the toilet is not super sanitary.
Well, you don't want to flush when you do that.
Yeah.
Because
it's also just like, what happens if you get done? I mean, do you just spit into the toilet? Because if you need to spit, you need to spit, like Cato said.
Well, my sink's beside my toilet, so I can just lean
over.
Oh,
you can lean over.
I got
over.
A small bathroom.
Oh. Yeah. So I got that little private little toilet that's like its own room.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like you're in there, so you're using whatever's in there.
Tom's in there spitting like it's on a baseball team. Spitting watermelon seeds. Trying to hit the sink.
No, I would never do that.
Okay.
But anyway, I just thought it's that 3% of you out there are nasty.
It's not me.
Not to judge. It's only 3%, though.
It is a small number, but it's still, you get 100 people in a room, that's 3 people.
Again, I want to say, not the stupidest conversation we've had here.
So. We're getting close, though.
Give us time, folks. Give us time.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Okay, girls, I want to give you a little ammo to get your man off the couch and go out on a date night with you. They ask, when was the last time you and your husband had a date night? 41% of the people said, what's a date night?
Wow.
Yes, the ladies are going, what's a date night? They've not been out on one in so long. 21% said once a week they go out on a date night. 20% said once every few months, and then 17% said once a month. So, date nights. When's the last time you and Jamie went on a date night, Tom?
We run once a month.
That's good.
Maybe it stretches to 2 sometimes, but we're pretty good about scheduling them. So, we'll go. It's expensive, though, because we don't go somewhere nice.
Okay, but you don't have to hire a babysitter anymore because your kids are older.
Oh, we still hire one.
What?
Yeah, we get a 16-year-old girl to come over. My son loves it.
Okay. Oh, he's older than her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, do you just go to dinner and then back home, or do you treat her out and go to, like, I don't know, group therapy or, you know, a place and play mini golf or...
Group therapy?
Yeah.
Really, Kato? I feel like you're insulting me.
No,
it's called group therapy downtown. It's an indoor mini golf.
I was like, dang, man, that's just harsh. No, you know, if she wanted to, I might go to one of those paint and drink things.
Okay.
Where you drink wine and try to paint or something like that.
That's cool.
I've even volunteered, and then this was a moment of weakness for me, but I volunteered to maybe try to do some kind of dancing, like...
Oh,
classic.
Look at you.
Thank God she said no.
Yeah.
I want to keep the romance alive in my marriage.
Well, you're trying to get brownie points here to say, I'll do a dancing class?
Hey, I'll tell you what else. On Valentine's Day, we had this story about how for some people it was make it or break it for them. And I got to worrying, like, maybe I don't know it, but this is make it or break it for me. So I went by the grocery store. And I got some carnations and a bottle of wine and brought it home to be romantic and all.
Oh, okay.
And I told her while she was putting those in a jar and making them look pretty, I was like, this is me being romantic.
Okay. All right, Tori, you and John go out on a lot of date nights.
What exactly is, like, what constitutes a date night?
Well, just going out and having dinner, I guess, you know.
Like Whataburger?
Okay. That'll count, I
guess. I think a sit-down restaurant. Okay. You got to sit down at the booth, at least.
Okay, yeah, you don't go through the drive-thru.
It's been a while, then.
Yeah, you know, it wasn't a date night, but you and John and my wife and I went to a Mexican place not too long ago.
That was like a year ago.
Well, it seems. But that was like a double date
That's
night.
Almost like the same answers the husbands are giving here. Like, what's a date night? Or once every year, you go out on a double date with Tori.
Well, like it's a date. I picture a date night. It's like if you're on your first date.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't just go through a drive-thru and go home and sit in front of the couch or go eat and leave and come home.
You don't judge us.
Okay.
Sometimes it's nice to be able to like get the food and bring it home, and then you can just be in whatever clothes you want to be
in. Well, sure, but that's the thing about date night. Date night is that night where you go and you do all that annoying stuff to try to make it seem special.
Okay. So when you plan the date nights, who plans it, her or him? Most women plan the date nights when it comes to actually going out on a date?
We kind of do it together. She asks me where I want to go, and then she makes the reservations.
So you give her three choices?
Or not usually. But we both like the same. Like, we're going to go to one of three or four restaurants given. It's like we like certain places.
Well, a lot of the guys have made mistakes, and they've messed up the date night schedule. Or actually scheduling it for the date.
You know, we mentioned Select Restaurant earlier. That's like one of our number one spots that we'll pick for date night.
That's an easy
because
one,
it's so good. And but it's one of those things where it's a special treat.
Tori, what's yours? Whataburger?
What? For what?
What?
Your date night go-to restaurant.
Probably Whataburger. Or, you know, if we're really fancy, Culver's.
Okay, there you go.
The other day, he threw me to Culver's, and I was like, can I get the custard, too? And
that's
he's like,
good.
Yeah. And I said, and the cheese bites? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, this is the best date I've had in a while.
Yeah.
Wow. When cheese curds makes you a fancy restaurant.
And, of course, it's more of an effort to have a date night if you have kids because you have an extra expense of hiring a babysitter
and
going out, and it gets super expensive, and you don't do it as much after you have kids. But they say, the experts say you should.
Yeah. And it helps a lot if you have in-laws in town.
Oh, yeah.
That was our big saving thing. We didn't have to hire a babysitter that often.
Oh, yeah.
Because we just drop them off at the in-laws, and then it saved you. It was still a hassle because you had to take them there and drop them off and come get them, but at least it was a cut the expense down.
See, that's why we're just going ahead and training ourselves for drive-thru, because we don't have anyone here to look after.
Oh, okay, there you go.
We'll watch your kid for you.
I babysit all the time.
Wow, that was rude. She didn't even try to make an excuse.
She gave me an evil eye.
Did you hear her? She said no before you could even get that out.
Oh, you're right. That was rude. No, thank you.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.